We come now to the first of those plays. You're listening to Radio 4.
The Gingerbread House by Ken Whitmore, with Nigel Anthony as Richard and Bonnie Harron as Cynthia.
Oh, hell, who's that? Yes, I'm coming. No, you get your clothes on, you'll be catching pneumonia. Yes, I'm sorry, Kiku. I was bathing the children.
What fun. I'm Cynthia.
Cynthia?
A friend of Mary's. Cynthia Blanchard. You must be Richard.
Yes.
Is Mary at home?
Oh, you haven't heard?
No. Heard what?
You better come in. In here, please. Sitting room. You can navigate around the toys. I won't keep you a moment. Harry! Katie! Have you got your pyjamas on?
Yes, Daddy!
Right. Sorry about that.
I seem to have caught you at a hectic moment.
Oh, no. So, you're a friend of Mary's.
Good heavens. Has she left you?
Oh, no. Well, yes. The truth is she died. Just under a year ago. A year ago next month.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I've been abroad. I didn't know. We had rather lost touch.
May the 15th. A Sunday. Cancer, of course.
Oh, God.
Yes, that's what I said. She was only 38. Ah, here are the children. Harry, Kate, may I present a friend of your mummy's? Mrs. Sorry, I'm afraid your name's gone.
Cynthia Blanchard. Hello. What lovely pyjamas.
Oh, say hello.
Hello.
Okay, come on, where's your tongue?
Hello.
And how old are you?
10.
And little Kate is all of 8, aren't you, darling? Now, Harry, let me feel your hair.
Oh,
Lord. Yours too, baby. Oh, dear me, what are we going to do with you? Now, look, up you go and dry it properly. Go on, shoo.
Come on.
They look exactly like Mary.
Yes.
Particularly the little girl.
Yes, I'm glad to say. Though it does have its painful moments. I'm sorry, I'm a very sentimental man.
Oh, you have something to be sentimental about.
We had too little time together. It was my silly fault.
I don't see how you can say that.
No, I mean, we should have married sooner, years sooner. I knew her such a long time and never did anything about it. I'm a solicitor, you know, specialising in insurance claims, and she was secretary to the senior partner. That was far too grand for me, like marrying the king's daughter. Even so, I plucked up courage and asked her out to lunch one day, but I was tongue-tied. Felt terribly unworthy. She, bless her heart, was an old-fashioned sort of girl, wouldn't take the lead. I left it 7 years before I asked her out again.
Good Lord!
It was the day I was made a partner. Took her out to dinner this time. Asked her to marry me while she was studying the menu. She looked up and said yes, straight away. Told me she'd been in love with me all those 7 years.
Good Lord.
Yeah. 7 wasted years. Oh, we had young Harry almost at once. So you and she were friends?
School friends.
Ah.
We were both hauled up before the dreaded Miss Antrobus for fighting.
Oh, I believe she told me something about that. Something about a chipped tooth.
Yes, she chipped my tooth. Look.
Good Lord, did Mary do that?
With her fist. Well, I asked for it.
Good Lord, she was such a peaceful little mouse. Never laid a finger on me.
Well, she did my tooth in. Then we became friends. Oh, I'm so dreadfully sorry. How wickedly wasteful.
Yes, it was rather. Abroad, you said?
Yes, I'm a journalist.
Ah.
I've been in the States for the last 2 years. Africa before that. Yes. Scandinavia. Mm. I've got a contract with The Guardian. That's what brought me home. You might have seen some of my pieces.
Oh, no, I'm afraid we take the mail. Well, the children like the cartoons and the horoscopes.
The horoscopes?
Yeah, well.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can see you're on pins to see to the children.
Oh, no, they're only kidding each other. Look, I'll just go and read them a story, and I'll be with you in a couple of minutes.
Excuse me, do I smell something burning?
Oh, gosh, yes, I've got a chop in the oven. My dinner.
You seem just a little harassed. Why don't I get your dinner?
Oh, no, I couldn't let you.
You go and see to the children. Take as long as you like, and I'll make you a very special dinner. I bet you haven't had a decent one for a long time.
Well...
Is there any wine in the house?
Oh, no, I haven't gone in for wine since Mary...
There's a shop on the corner. I'll go and get a bottle of Rioja.
I don't know why you're taking all this trouble.
See? I'm doing it for Mary.
Well, that's the best meal I've eaten since... Well, a long time.
We must do it again.
Do you really mean that?
I never say what I don't mean. Here. You might as well finish the wine.
Oh, no. You've hardly had a drop. My head isn't used to wine these days.
Here. It'll do you good.
Oh.
It's already doing you good.
I must go up and take a look at the children.
You did that 5 minutes ago.
Oh, did I? Good Lord, I believe I did.
How do you cope, Richard?
How do I cope?
With all this. And the children.
God knows. No, actually, it's simple. In the morning, drop them off at school. In the afternoon, our daily comes in. Mrs. Garnett tidies around, picks them up from school, feeds them, puts me a meal in the oven, waits for me to arrive at 6:30, departs.
Weekends?
I have the little beggars all to myself.
What do you do with them?
Oh, feed them, drag them around with me.
Where to?
Rugger matches, mostly.
Rugger?
I'm a referee.
And what do they do while you're refereeing?
Cheer the ref. Everybody else boos the ref.
Don't they get bored?
They've never said so.
I'm cold.
They don't complain. I suppose they're used to it. A hallowed family tradition. Mary brought them along from being toddlers. No, younger. They came in backpacks when they were babies.
Well, that's Saturdays. What about Sundays?
Well, the garden, weeding and romping, and sudden screaming rushes inside to see if the potatoes have boiled away or the meat's been burned. Somehow, Sunday lunch consumes all of Sunday. Still washing up as the moon rises. I wouldn't miss it, though. They're worth it. I'm lucky to have them.
It's a beautiful house. Beautiful furniture.
You're a beautiful woman.
You must have a very successful practice.
Oh, because of the house. Oh, no, this place belonged to my brother, who died. He was a successful one of the family, but he went and died. He died before he lived, you might say, because he never married. Excuse me, I think I'm a little tight.
No, you're just relaxed.
Where do you live?
Muswell Hill.
Oh.
I share a microscopic flat with a mountainous girl violinist in the LSO.
Sounds uncomfortable.
It's a bit difficult to get any writing done.
Yeah, I've been lucky with property. We've got a cottage in the Yorkshire Dales, too. We call it our little gingerbread house. That was handed me on a plate, too. My father bought it for his retirement, but he and mother both died. People have a silly habit of dying in our family, and I'm always the one who gets left behind. Some people might call it luck, but it gets awfully lonely. I'm sorry, I'm getting maudlin sentimental.
Drink up your wine.
Well, to many meetings.
Many meetings. And now you can kiss me.
Can I really?
Do you want to?
I've been wanting to for about 3/4 of an hour.
Then do it. Now, upstairs.
Upstairs?
To bed.
Why, are you leaving?
I mean, take me to bed.
Oh, I say. You're so very direct.
Well, I'm just straightforward. I'm not one to wait 7 years. Come.
But the children?
The children are asleep.
Wait. Do you mean in Mary's bed?
Richard, it's any old bed. Now come. Come, Richard.
Hello, it's Richard.
Richard?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Richard who?
Richard Brimley.
Oh, yes.
When can we meet again? You still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
When can we meet?
What for? I'm rather busy at the moment, Richard. I have an article to finish.
Well, can we have lunch, perhaps?
Richard,
Yes?
I'm really tremendously tied up at the moment. Deadlines, you know?
Please say yes.
Richard...
It means an awful lot to me. Please say yes.
Yes.
Ah.
All right, Richard.
Lunch?
All right. Where do you suggest? Thank you, Richard. That was perfect.
Yes. We must come here again. It's recommended by a client of mine. Really excellent.
Richard.
Yes?
I don't think that would be a good idea.
Sorry?
I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I don't think there's much future in this.
Oh. In us?
Mm.
But I don't understand. We made love together.
So we did.
I don't understand. Doesn't that mean anything?
Not these days. Where have you been?
Well, I suppose I must have been living in another world. But I still can't understand why you let me...
Because you'd taken such a battering. I'm a sucker for lost causes. It was the picture of you rushing in from the garden and finding the meat was a funeral pyre. Still washing up as the moon rose. It touches the stoniest heart. Which mine is, by the way.
Am I a lost cause? Good grief.
No. You're a perfect gent of a sort I don't meet very often. Unfortunately, it wouldn't work.
It could do.
You've got a nice little family. Don't destroy it. I'd be an intruder. I'm from another world, literally. I'm at the opposite pole from Mary. I fly off the handle.
Yes, but
listen,
Cynthia...
look, I'm bossy. I'd interfere. I have very strong ideas about how the universe should be run. I'm the candid friend who punctures illusions. I've left a trail of collapsed egos all around the world.
I don't care.
No, it wouldn't do.
It would, I'm sure it would.
Richard, I don't want to get sucked in. It would be unfair. It would be dangerous.
Dangerous how?
It's just a feeling I have.
Well, you're wrong. You're just what I need.
But do I need you?
Oh.
An aging gent with two kids nearing the awkward age?
Yes, what an idiot. What an idiot. I never thought of that.
No.
No. Oh, I forgot to give you this.
What? For me?
A little present.
Oh, you shouldn't have done. Shall I open it now?
Oh, yes.
Chocolates! Oh, no!
Well, what's the matter? Don't you like chocolates?
You haven't noticed my figure? You can't see I'm fighting to lose weight.
Well, you're not, sure.
You didn't notice what I had for lunch?
What?
The starvation rations?
Oh, no. Good heavens.
Oh, you're so unobservant. You're so innocent. Oh,
my mind must have been elsewhere. But your figure's perfect. What nonsense.
Next time, flowers. Or if you're feeling flush, scent.
Next time?
Yes, next time. I give in. But please, don't say I didn't warn you.
Well, have you looked at the airing cupboard?
I tell you, I've looked in the airing cupboard.
Well, look again.
I have looked again.
Mm. Any luck, Harry?
No luck up there. I've hunted all over.
How about my wardrobe?
Yes, I looked.
My big chest of drawers?
Yes, no joy.
The blanket chest?
I turned the blanket chest out. No rug or tongs. But you know what I did find?
Mm.
My recorder. Mummy must have put it away in there before she...
Yes.
Dad? I think I'll come to the rugger match with you.
No, Harry.
Oh, Daddy.
That would be impolite.
Okay. Sorry.
Have you looked in Mummy's room?
Yes. Are you sure you haven't taken them out to the car?
No, I just went out to look. Look, how about the cupboard under the stairs? The laundry basket?
We've looked. We've looked everywhere.
The mystery of the missing rugger kit.
Oh, this is maddening. How could they simply vanish from the face of the earth?
The case of the disappearing drawers.
Now look, it's no joke. Oh, shh, calm down, calm down. It's Cynthia. Now she'll think you're just a couple of chattering chimpanzees. Cynthia, come in, come in. Oh, well, you're looking...
Hello, Richard. Kate, Harry.
Hello.
Yes. Well, then. Lovely day for the zoo.
Lovely.
Oh, you're looking splendid. Quite a glow in your cheeks. Now, children, you know Cynthia. Now, there's a bag of donuts in the kitchen for the elephants. Oh, bad news, though.
Oh?
Yes, it's a bit of a crisis. I don't know where Mrs. Garnett's gone and hidden my rugger tops.
Dreadful. Alert Interpol.
Yeah, well, we've been looking for them. I'll tell you what, children. You go and show Cynthia the house. She's never seen it by daylight. And I'll have a methodical search. All right, Cynthia?
Yes, I'd love to see the house.
All right. Okay, what are you waiting for? You lead the way.
Upstairs?
Yeah.
What, Mummy's room as well?
Yes.
Well, Mummy doesn't like strangers staring at her things.
Katie, what will Cynthia think? Cynthia isn't a stranger.
Oh, it's all right, Richard. Some other time.
No. Up you go. Go on. And I'll look for those rugger things.
Just along here. Here we are. This is Mummy and Daddy's bedroom. There.
Pretty.
That's Mummy and Daddy's bed. Mummy sleeps on that side. Now we'll go and see Mummy's room.
No, there's really no need.
Yes, Daddy said so. This way. Here we are. Come in. This is where she does all her sewing.
That's a very old sewing machine.
Yes, it belonged to Grandma.
Are these your Mummy's dolls?
Yes, from when she was a little girl.
Oh, I should be on this photograph somewhere. Oh, yes. Look, at the back, with terrible straight hair.
Mummy's sitting in the middle of the front row.
So she is.
Holding the shield.
David Dearwood?
He was Mummy's sweetheart at school. He was the gardener's son.
David Dearwood? Oh, I'm afraid he was rather dishonest.
I don't think so.
Yes, he was rather two-faced. I'm sure your mother never had anything to do with a boy like that.
Well, she did.
She must have been pulling your leg.
Mummy was the head girl. That's why she's holding the shield.
Yes, I know, dear.
And captain of hockey, and editor of the school magazine.
Yes, I know, dear, I was there. What a great pity she didn't follow it all up.
Hello. Who didn't follow what up?
Oh, hello, Richard. I was just wondering why Mary took such a deep dive into domesticity.
A deep dive? Well, I think she just felt fulfilled by family life. Oh, they were in the airing cupboard all the time. Somebody hadn't looked properly. Oh, thank God. Where in heaven have you been?
Daddy, Daddy, Daddy!
Sorry we're late, darling. I tried to ring.
I've been on the brink of a breakdown. You're so late.
I thought they could stay up for once.
Yes, but it's so late. My heart was in my mouth. Couldn't you have rung?
I tried. But either the boxes were out of order.
Oh, Katie, let me take that coat off. Oh, look at her poor, pale little face.
Daddy, we went to the War Museum.
The War Museum? What, after you've been to the zoo?
Well, I wasn't up to the zoo today, somehow.
No?
And then we went to the Observer and saw the paper being put to bed. I had this friend on the features desk, Fulton Calthorpe. He showed them everything. He was so sweet, wasn't he, children? We all had fish and chips in the composing room.
Fish and chips? What, the children?
We had ice cream, Daddy.
Oh, really? After the fish and chips?
Oh, no, that was this afternoon, after the War Museum.
I thought you were going to the zoo.
I couldn't face the zoo.
No, but you took the donuts for the elephants.
We gave them to the pigeons at Westminster Cathedral.
I wanted the elephants.
Oh, dear, it took ages to steer her off that, and you brought it all back.
I wanted the elephants.
Oh, Katie, look what I've got for you. Your bar of chocolate.
I wanted the elephants as well.
Yes, there's a bar of chocolate for you too, Harry, here. There you are, dear.
Oh, what's all this? Fish and chips, ice cream, bars of chocolate? Really, Cynthia?
What's the matter?
Well, Mary never... I mean, we didn't allow... Well, I mean, stuff like that. It's not good for them. They're teeth.
Oh, tosh. Bosh. They're only young once, Richard.
Yes, but some things are absolutely poison, surely. Now, run up and get into your pyjamas and scrub those teeth.
Look at you, poisoning yourself with that stinking pipe.
Well, at least it seems to have been a success. I'm out of trim, out of kilter. My heart will go.
No, you're wonderful.
I'm perfectly shattered.
You shattered me perfectly.
It's all right, wasn't it?
Perfect.
There's only one thing.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, do you have to make all that noise?
What?
Would you have to scream so? The children.
Oh, they've been asleep for hours. Even if they're not, children have been hearing that since the beginning of time.
Yeah, well, not my children. Mary never... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go on.
Well, Mary never uttered a sound.
Neither do you. I don't know how you hold it in. You're so good. Think what it would be like if you let it out. Would you like to try again?
What?
And lose control this time.
Yes, I'd love to, but no, not tonight, please.
Oh. Look, we'll try something different.
Good God, wasn't that different?
Richard, my goodness, that was practically basic. Look, we'll try this.
Now, children,
This is a very special dinner. That's why you're staying up late. We've something very special to tell you. Cynthia and Daddy were married today. So Cynthia is your new... Cynthia's going to look after you from now on, just like...
And I want you both to call me Cynthia, not Mummy or Auntie or any of that nonsense. Technically, I'm what is known as a stepmother, but I'd hate to be called stepmother because of all the adverse colouring that word's taken on through, well, fairy stories down the ages. Oh dear, simple language. I mean, stepmothers are painted as pure horrors, and I hope I won't be. There. Cynthia has said her piece.
Yes. And now, Katie, would you please say grace?
Bless, O Lord, this food we take. Bless us too, for Jesus' sake.
Oh, shit.
Amen.
Sorry, I knocked the salt over.
Over your shoulder.
Throw it over your shoulder.
Cynthia.
Yes?
We don't go in for words like that at this table.
What? I didn't know you objected to a bit of strong language.
I call it weak language.
Cynthia, you've got to throw salt over your shoulder.
Oh, no, dear. That's just a stupid superstition, and it puts up our salt bills and makes extra work for Mrs. Garnet.
But Mummy says you have...
Katie, your mother is dead. Dead. Do you understand? Your mother is dead. Oh, no, love, there's no need to get down. Oh, dear, what have I done? Where are you going, Katie?
Kate!
Oh, God, what have I done?
Harry, just slip out and see if she's all right. That's a good lad.
I mean, surely she knows her mother's dead.
Well, I don't think it's been put to her quite so bluntly before.
But surely she went to the funeral.
Of course not. She was only 7 years old.
Did Harry go?
Of course not.
But they should have done. Otherwise it's like a wound that never heals. Where on earth do they think she is?
In heaven.
Heaven? Oh, you can't fob them off with these fairy stories. It's unfair. Do you hear me? Those children have got to mourn properly and get it out of their system. I need a glass of wine. Richard, do we have to have grace?
Grace?
Grace before meals. Makes me squirm. That's why I knocked the salt over.
On purpose?
It's so Winnie the Pooh. So Christopher Robin.
Well, what's wrong with Winnie the Pooh?
And it's so smug. So suburban. So middle class.
Oh, God, is it? Children love it.
You've actually got the box in the house?
Yes, all of them.
Good God.
Coming. At last. Only 2 hours late. What did you get to this time?
Hi, girls. Hello, Daddy.
Well, Dad's in. It's drizzling out here.
Well... Did you finally get to the zoo this time?
Oh, yes, we got to the zoo, all right.
No, we didn't.
I didn't like it. I don't want to go there again.
Yes, we'll get those coats off. They're damp. Well, did you get to the zoo or didn't you? Seems to be some disagreement.
Yes, we got to a zoo called Greenham Common.
Greenham Common?
Where all the dangerous animals are kept in cages with their dangerous toys.
You took these babies to Greenham Common?
Okay, shoot me down. They've got to know what it's all about, Richard.
Have you eaten?
We found a good transport calf just outside Reading.
Fish and chips?
Sausage and chips.
I see.
Dad, you should really have been there. The police charged with their batons. It was amazing.
Everybody was screaming. I didn't like it. I hated it.
Now then, Katie.
I don't want to go to that zoo again.
They were in no danger, Richard. I kept well back.
I didn't like it when Cynthia was screaming.
Yes. All right, darling. You won't have to go there again. Now, if you've eaten, you'd better go up and get ready for bed. It's past your bedtime.
Will you come up and tell us a story?
Yes, when you're ready. Go on. Now, will you come in here?
I must go and dry my hair.
Come in here!
Very well.
Close the door.
I'm not on the defensive, if that's what you think.
No?
They had to see it, Richard. It's their lives. It's the reality. It's their future. It isn't fairy tales. It isn't zoos. It's what's happening now in England. It's time they grew up.
They seem to have aged quite a lot. Katie suddenly looked as old as you. What right had you? What right?
Listen, Richard. The world isn't Winnie the Pooh's four-acre wood. It isn't Christopher Robin. It isn't a dream world. It's a world they've got to live in. It's a world of missiles and starvation and terrorists. It's a world of torture and assassination and napalm.
Well, do you think that they won't get that news soon enough? Just leave them alone. I don't know. You come here. You make wholesale changes in the house. You tear Mary's room to pieces.
Naturally. A second wife naturally wants to make over the house in her own way.
Well, you can't make over Harry and Kate.
I can have a jolly good try.
They're perfectly all right the way they are.
No, they aren't. They wear coats when all the other children are wearing anoraks.
Coats? Now even their coats are wrong. Mary obviously didn't get a single thing right.
Not a lot.
Oh, balls! Now, there. Look, there. You've even started to degrade my speech.
No. I've started to liberate it. Go on, have a good curse. It'll do you good.
Oh, damn you. Sometimes I can almost see why Mary walloped you. Look, are you up to some sort of revenge? Is that what all this is about? What did Mary and you fight over?
Sweets.
Sweets. Yes. It all starts to come back, that's right. She caught you stealing her jelly babies.
Oh, jelly babies, licorice, all sorts. What's the difference?
She was a day girl, loving parents. She always went home to at night, always came to school loaded with sweets, fruit. Mm. You were a boarder, got no affection at home. They never sent you a parcel. Yes, I remember now. It was a story she used to worry about.
That was big of her.
One day she found you with her box of jelly babies. Didn't mind. She just didn't want you to eat them all. She was generous with her things, but you stood there guzzling them down, stuffing yourself. So she walloped you. Yeah. Freud would say you wanted to eat her babies. Is that it? Do you want to eat Harry and Kate?
Shh, the children.
Oh. Hello.
Harry, Kate. Hello, are you ready? Come on, let me take you up to bed.
No, please, she leads us out.
Daddy, don't let her.
Oh, but Kate, hurry.
No!
Are you awake? Cynthia, still awake?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
No. It was my silly fault. I'm going too fast. I'm so uncompromising. You're such a wimp.
Wimp? I hate that word. It's just a spiteful label for most of the qualities I admire and try to live up to. Tolerance, sentiment, gentleness, reserve.
What word would you put in its place?
Gentleman.
You are so pompous. Oh, you adorable, pompous wimp. I love you.
Oh, Cynthia.
Oh, shut up. Just hold me. Hold me.
Harry, what's that? Harry!
Yes, I know.
Listen.
I can hear.
I'm frightened. Get in with me. What's she doing? She's eating him, isn't she? She's eating Daddy.
No, I don't know.
She is, and then it'll be our turn.
Hush! No!
She's finished. Now it's our turn.
No, no.
It's our turn. It's our
turn.
Oh,
quiet, Kate. Quiet. Somebody's coming.
Then please, please.
Katie. Katie, did you have a bad dream?
Oh, Daddy, Daddy.
No, it's all right. It's all right.
Hello, Richard.
Ah.
Children in bed?
Yes, hours ago. Oh, a man rang up.
For me?
Hmm. He wanted to invite you to a gay symposium on women-only graveyards. Was he serious, do you think?
Oh, that would be Fulton Calthorpe.
Yes, that was the name. Was he being serious?
Oh, Fulton's always serious. Why?
Women-only graveyards?
Yes, why not?
Oh, no reason at all, dear. Single-sex cemeteries, yes, why not indeed?
On Saturday afternoon, Richard, I know I said I'd take the children to the Unicorn Theatre, but I ran into Hilda Farmer tonight. She was in a hell of a flap. She wants me to take her battered wives.
Take them where?
Here, on Saturday afternoon. So I said yes.
Battered wives?
It's their weekly get-together.
Yeah, what about the children?
Well, they can stay here. In fact, it might do Kate good to sit in on the meeting. She'll learn what goes on in the outside world.
Kate? Oh, no, I don't think so. Not Kate.
Richard? They won't have black eyes and blood-stained bandages.
Saturday? Oh! You know, it went clean out of my head. I'm taking them to see their aunt, Dorothy, in Herne Bay.
Oh. Mm. Oh, well, there'll be other Saturdays.
What? You mean we're having them here every Saturday?
Hello, children. All tucked up warm?
Yes.
Good. I'm going to tell you a little story. Shut up, Kate.
Where's Daddy?
I'm washing the dishes. Now, I'm going to read you this true story, a real-life story out of this book.
I wanted a ghost story.
No, a fairy story.
Fairy stories are lies. That's why we say when somebody tells a fib, don't tell fairy stories.
No, that's not the same.
Yes, it is. Now, hush. Listen, this is far more interesting.
Has it got any pictures?
Of course.
Let me see.
Look.
He's a black boy.
Yes. Now, lie back and listen. Edward was a socially underprivileged boy.
What's
of...
socially underprimitive?
He was socially deprived.
What's that mean?
Poor.
Oh, good. He'll get rich, I know. Bags and bags of gold.
Don't be so sure. Edward was a socially underprivileged boy of Jamaican descent, living in the black ghetto of Lewisham. One day, he was on his way to the comprehensive school when
Cynthia, what's a black ghetto?
It's a cake.
No, Harry.
Yes, it is. A black forest ghetto.
The boy was living in a cake. This is a silly story. I want a fairy story.
No, ghost story.
I want my daddy.
Hey, do you know the shortest ghost story in the world? The bald-headed man went to sleep in the haunted bedroom. He hung his wig on the bedpost, and when he woke up in the morning, it had turned white.
Richard, this ghosts and goblins thing has got to end. They're living in a dream world.
All right, what do you want to put in this place?
People are starving. There are 4 million unemployed. I want to teach them to identify with the dispossessed. I'm a rational being in a rational world.
Yes, but you see, children don't live in a rational world. You can't suddenly clap your hands and banish the world they've built up in their imagination. Anyway, why should you?
Because I'm a rational human being.
Well, try to go one step at a time. You rush blindly on.
I am not blind. It's you that's blind. You and Mary kept those children in a... God, a Victorian bell jar of fantasy and whimsy. Of Winnie the Pooh and Watership Down.
Watership Down? No, I loathe Watership Down. Rabbits with social problems.
Really? That sounds interesting.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you'd like it.
Don't try to sidetrack.
I wasn't. What I'm trying to say is that a family has its own mysteries, its own magical rites, its own secret code that an outsider couldn't crack in 1,000 years. It's its own jokes that leave outsiders cold, its own rituals. And you interfere with all that at your peril.
Well, I'm interfering with fairy stories. They're out.
Fairy stories started at their mother's knee. They drank them in with her milk. It was the air they breathed, their element. You can't blow that away overnight. Disperse it and bring in the reign of socialist realism.
Richard.
Look, those kids are like two plants in a pot. They're deep in the soil. Her soil. You can't suddenly uproot them, put them in another pot. The roots resist. I resist. I'm still in her soil, to some degree. We're captives of the past. The ghost of her clings, as they say in the song.
Yes, if you let
it. We can't help it. Good grief, do you understand nothing?
You've got to shake it off. And that you're unwilling to do, all of you.
All right. I'll do anything that makes you happy. What do you want?
I want your support. I'm only asking for your support.
To do what?
No fairy stories for a start.
You mean wean them off?
Well, just don't tell them any.
Well, what if they ask? My heart would break.
Let it. Now, I'd like a drink.
Scotch?
Yes.
Look, let me give you one piece of advice. I love you, and I'll help you in any way I can, but don't try to fight her. She's got too many allies.
Richard,
mm?
I could take them away for the Easter holidays. We could go to the cottage in Yorkshire, your gingerbread house. I could finish my book. It is peaceful up there, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, yeah, it's peaceful, all right.
You sound doubtful.
Well, how long were you thinking of?
Only the week. You could drive up on Friday night.
It's just that they spent so many holidays there with Mary. The happiest times they've had, I imagine.
You think I'll spoil those memories?
No, no, it's got to be done. I can see that. Yes, the house needs an airing. Yes, yes, go ahead. Only be careful.
Careful?
Well, it's a rather dangerous part of the world. I mean the moor. It's riddled with old lead mines. Shafts that were never sealed off and got overgrown. I was always terrified they'd fall down one of them. Mary had a nasty moment once. The ground suddenly opened beneath her. She'd just had time to spring to one side. You'll have to keep a sharp eye on them.
What's the house like?
Oh, comfortable. Shabby. Four bedrooms, an attic. The most enormous ancient kitchen range with an oven you could squeeze a whole cow into. It stands all by itself on the edge of the moor. There's another house in sight.
Why do you call it gingerbread?
Well, that was Mary's name for it. It's a fine, sturdy stone building, basically Georgian and plain. Only at some point in its history, some whimsical fellow came along and decorated the front with weird patterns in brown plaster. Owls and frogs and rabbits and other little creatures.
Ooh, awful.
Oh, I think it's rather a lark. Yes. And the skylark should be singing over the moor. Curlews, peewits, daffodils coming out. I really do envy you.
Hello, darling. Did you wipe your feet? Dinner won't be long. Where's Harry?
Yes, I did. He went upstairs. He's tired out. We'll be making a hyphalump trap.
Oh, yes. On the moor?
Yes, we've got a pile of bracken and a fence post.
Is that out of Winnie the Pooh, a hyphalump trap?
Yes, of course.
Then I don't want to hear about it. Go and wash your hands. Your father will be here soon. It's all right, Kate. I'll get it. Gimmerbeck 2438.
Hello, Cynthia.
Richard.
Daddy.
I'm speaking from Warrington. Huh? I had to get off the motorway. There was a massive tailback, some kind of pile up ahead.
Oh.
So look, I'll make my way across country. Could be about an hour late.
Oh, poor pet. What a nuisance. So, we'll expect you about 8.
Oh, sorry if it put you out.
Oh, no, I'll just lower the oven, that's all.
How are the children?
Oh, they're grand. You'll notice a big change in Harry. He's grown quite plump.
Grown plump in 1 week?
Yes, I'm fattening him up. I only wish Kate would eat more. Would you like a word with her?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, she's gone. She was here a second ago.
Is Harry there?
No, he's upstairs somewhere. All right, you'll want to push on. I'll expect you at 8. Missing you.
Take care of my babies, won't you?
Of course. Goodbye, Richard. Drive carefully.
Harry. Harry, are you up there? Harry, where are you? Harry, are you in here? Where can he be? Harry, are you up there? Harry? Harry, you're here somewhere.
Oh, hush. Hush, it's all right. It's only me. Look.
Oh, Harry, Harry.
Hush. Come on, in here.
Don't put that thing on your head again.
It's only a gas mask.
Well, it's horrible.
They had them in the war.
What for?
To frighten the Germans.
Harry, we've got to run away.
Run away? It's nearly supper time.
Cynthia said...
Cynthia said what?
She's going to eat you.
She's what? A rhubarb.
She's going to cook you in the oven.
You're trying to scare me. I'll put this mask on again.
Honestly, she was just speaking to Daddy on the phone. She said she was fattening you up.
Fattening me up?
Fattening you up.
What do you mean?
She said you'd grown quite plump.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
It does. It means she's going to put you in the oven.
No, it doesn't. Not necessarily.
Yes, this is her last chance before Daddy gets here. That's why she's been fattening you up.
Children! Hurry, Kate, you up there?
Shh, don't answer.
Children, are you up there?
Yes, Cynthia.
What have you done?
Coming, Cynthia.
Harry, no.
Oh, don't be silly. Come on.
Come on. You can give me a hand laying the table. Katie, get the glasses out of the sideboard.
The wine glasses?
Yes, please, the big ones. And Harry, just open the oven door a couple of inches. It's much too hot in there.
Harry!
I beg your pardon, Kate?
Daddy doesn't let us near the oven when it's hot.
Well, I'm letting you. You're a big boy now. You're perfectly capable of opening an oven door, aren't you? Aren't you?
Well...
No, Harry!
Oh, what nonsense. Come here, Harry. Let me show you. It's perfectly safe if you use the oven gloves. Come on. What are you frightened of?
Nothing.
Then come to me.
Oh, I'd rather wait till Daddy comes.
Oh, very well. There, it's open. No harm came to me, did it? Do you want to look inside at the joint cooking?
No, thank you.
Very well. Harry, hand me the carving knife.
Why do you want a carving knife?
I want to sharpen it.
Harry!
Oh, shut up!
Thank you, Harry. What a strange mood you're in tonight. Put out the dinner plates, will you? Katie, we still want those wine glasses. Draw the curtains, will you, Kate?
All right. Oh, no, look, through the window.
What's the matter?
Oh, no, don't look.
What is it? What have you seen?
The new moon. I've seen the new moon through a glass. That's bad luck.
Oh, good God, is that all? You little fool, I nearly cut myself.
That's bad luck. Somebody will die, Mummy said.
Oh, rubbish.
You looked. You best look through the window, quickly. We've all got to turn round 3 times. There. I'm safe. Harry, quickly, turn round.
Harry, you'll do no such thing. It's all nonsense.
Harry, you must. You'll die.
Harry, I absolutely... Harry!
Good. It's all right. We're both safe now.
I have never heard such wicked, superstitious claptrap.
Oh, turn round, Cynthia, please.
Me?
You'll die. You'll die.
Oh, Katie, don't be so stupid. I never met a more idiotic, senseless child. You really do make me sick with all your nonsense.
Shut up!
Are you talking to me? What did you say?
Shut up! Don't talk to my sister like that. My mummy hit you in the mouth and I'm glad.
Oh, for God's sake, stop resurrecting your mother. Will you get it into your heads once and for all? Your mother is dead, underground, in a box. She's been there more than a year. She's rotting. Rotting.
No!
Yes, rotting.
No!
Oh, my word.
No!
Come back when you think you're going. Children! Oh, damn. Children, children! You'll come back down those stairs if I have to drag you.
She's got the carving knife. That's why she was sharpening it.
Hush. She'll get tired. She'll go away.
No, listen, she's coming. Come on.
No, not up there. That leads to the attic. We'll be trapped.
Which way, then?
Along this corridor.
Corridor? I don't remember this corridor.
Quick, she's coming.
Children, please come down. I'm sorry if I upset you. Daddy'll be here soon. Let's all be friends.
No.
Children, do you hear? Come down at once. Don't be so foolish. All right, I'm going to switch all the lights off. Now, if you don't come down, I'll come up and look for you in the dark.
Harry! Oh, we'd better go down.
No, we'll go up.
There isn't any more up.
Yes, there is. I saw another staircase just before the light went off. Come on.
I can't see.
Hold my hand. Right, this way. Careful now.
Where are we?
I don't know.
We've gone up 4 flights. I only remember 3, counting the attic.
We've gone higher than the attic.
How could we?
I don't know.
Listen, she's coming.
I can feel a draught. There must be another staircase. Yes, over here. Come on, hurry.
Nobody will hear you. Not up here.
What room? What room?
Yes, Harry.
What room is this?
My very private parlour. I've been waiting for you very patiently.
Oh, quick, Kate! Try that door!
Stop, Kate! Harry, come back! There's no getting away!
Find the back stairs! Find the back stairs!
What back stairs? There are no back stairs!
Smells good.
Yes. Leg of lamb. Yum, yum.
What did you bring us? What did you bring us?
Never you mind. No. Be careful with that. It's a bottle of wine. Where's Cynthia?
She went out for a walk.
What, in the dark?
For some fresh air.
Oh. Well, listen here. Does that mean we've got time for a quick fairy story before she gets back?
Yes.
Now, what should it be? Hansel and Gretel?
In The Gingerbread House by Ken Whitmore, Nigel Anthony was Richard and Cynthia was played by Bonnie Hurren. Judy Bennett played Harry and Bernadette Windsor, Kate. The Gingerbread House was directed in Manchester by Alfred Bradley.
Oh, well, our next Giles Cooper award-winning play is Dreams, Secrets, Beautiful Lies by Robert Ferguson. And that's on Monday night at 8:15.